Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, former Packer and Badger running back, Leroy Butler, inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist, former Packer safety with us too as we broadcast live from the G. Wagner Plumbing Studios. GWagnerPlumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs. Joining us now, he is the mayor of Warrensville Heights, Ohio. Played for the Bulls back in the day with Michael Jordan, and we all watched that whole thing play out, the Last Dance documentary, and of course the Badgers as well back before that. Brad, thanks so much for coming on. Appreciate it. You know, Brad, the first thing I guess I want to get out here is your thoughts on what you made of the Last Dance documentary. I'm assuming you probably watched a good portion of it, if not all of it, and how Michael Jordan kind of depicted that whole time frame.
Well, first of all, let me first say thank you for having me. Thank you for allowing me to join in with you guys for a few seconds. To my main man, Gary Ellerson, GE, Badgers in the building.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to throw up.
Oh, stop, Leroy.
Badgers in the building, GE.
Yeah, Leroy.
Brad, you don't want that on your resume, trust me. Brad,
Leroy.
Leroy, why
did he leave the Badgers, Leroy? You know why.
They couldn't afford to pay him no more. You know why he didn't get them two tractors he wanted, man. You know why. Come on.
That's Leroy Butler I know.
Brad, it's allegedly, Brad. It's allegedly. We're all good. My brother, glad to have you.
Good to be here. So here, let me just jump in. So, you know, I watched every episode of The Last Dance. You know, I think every Bull that I know watched every episode of The Last Dance. One, because we know how great Michael was, right? That we knew, right? I mean, if you were around it, you knew it. I mean, it didn't take long. It didn't take you weeks to know and figure it out. Second thing was, we watched it, you know, for the entertainment value because it was good. The other thing we watched it for was to make sure, and Leroy and Gary can attest to this, you know, after years go by, facts get distorted. They really get distorted.
That's true.
Right? So we want to make sure that this thing remains accurate. And the last reason, and Leroy and Gary can attest to this, you've been in the business for a long time, you make sure nobody put a knife in nobody's back around here.
That's true.
We watched it like that. So you had a bunch of people watching it for a various amount of reasons here. And everybody didn't come away happy, right? And so, but to my point, I enjoyed it. It was accurate. The only part that I really felt that really didn't get played out, right? Because you have to know Michael. Right? Some of the stuff they depicted Michael as like he was just a-hole, right? But he wasn't. He got a dry sense of humor. And what you saw him going at people, what they did not show on the flip side was how people went back at him. So the back and forth you saw, that's how guys were just talking to one another. It's just what they were doing to motivate themselves, doing practices, games and whatnot. And sometimes it got out of hand, sometimes it didn't. But for me, it was all in good spirit.
Okay, so I'm glad you said that because Kendrick Perkins was on ESPN this morning talking about this whole Michael Jordan and whether or not he wanted Isaiah Thomas to play on the Dream Team or not, and then the audio leaks that apparently they have him on the phone saying he didn't want Isaiah Thomas on the Dream Team. So Kendrick Perkins said this.
Free Zeke. What is the problem with Isaiah Thomas? Isaiah Thomas is a great individual, and to me, you know what it is? They had a problem with Isaiah Thomas' competitive nature. He was the ultimate competitor. That's the only way I see them keeping them off the Dream Team. Now, and saying that they didn't want to play with him. Now, here's my thing. The last documentary was the best sports documentary that I ever saw. But it was one thing I took away from it. It was full of lies, and it was full of snitching. And when we look at Michael Jordan, and I'm glad he's not my GOAT. LeBron James is my GOAT, but that's y'all GOAT. He lied. He threw everybody under the bus. At the end of the day, the last dance was to make MJ look like a superhero and make everybody else look like a villain. If you go down the line, Scottie Pippen is pissed off. Horace Grant is pissed off. Isaiah Thomas is pissed off. And then, God rest his soul, Jerry Cross wasn't even here to defend himself. And I talked to so many people that knew Jerry Cross, and they was like, Jerry Cross wasn't that bad of a guy. He should have got more credit than what he did. Well, it's more credit than what they gave him on The Last Dance. But they made him out to be this bad individual when he actually did a really good job at being a general manager. So at the end of the day, I'm just happy that LeBron James is my GOAT. Y'all could deal with MJ and all his lies, but LBJ is my GOAT, and I'm happy to be part of Team James.
All right, Brad Sellers, what do you say to that?
Well, here, so you know, Herb much younger than I am, right? So I don't think here. Let me tell you, I can comment on from so many different angles, right? One, I played with Michael, I played with Isaiah, so I was on with the Bad Boys, I was with the Bulls, so. And I can tell this because I'm on record with ESPN already saying this. If there are some things that went on in the past, right? Some of them got alluded to, right? And it started with the All-Star snub when Michael was a rookie. That's when it started, right? And it was a different time, right? Because you didn't have guys slipping jerseys like they do now, right? If I was a Celtic, I was a Celtic forever. If I was a Cavalier, I'm a Cavalier forever, right? I'm a Bull, and those rivalries got established. So you have Michael basically coming to Isaiah's hometown in Chicago, right? And Isaiah, who is a legend in Chicago, his thing gets obliterated by the new kid in town, basically, right? And then so when they get in a competitive atmosphere, right, there's a rivalry set up between Jordan and Isaiah, right? Let me say this about both of them, right, because I know them both well. They both are my friends, right? If they were in a different environment, they would be friends with one another because you would love to play with one another. They're the same person. They are the same attributes that one has, the other one has, right? And have they done things that they probably wish that they wouldn't have done? Absolutely. But what man in the walk this world isn't? Right? Mm-hmm. And so in this case here, which I was the greatest of all time. I'm from Cleveland. So LeBron is right down the road. I broadcast for the Cavaliers, right? LeBron James is a great talent. Great talent. But he ain't that MJ. He ain't that black hat. Mm. He is not that black hat. And I've been around to see them all. The only ones I missed was Russell, right? Because I caught Wilderness tail end watching him. I played against Kareem. I've seen them all, right? That black cat is the baddest of them all. He is, right? Now, he got some stuff with him. Yeah, he got some stuff with him. But who don't have some stuff with him, right? You can't get to a level like that without having some stuff with you, right? What he did in the documentary, hell, he the executive producer. You know it's going to be slanted to his look. Right? So I look at Tiff. I like, you know, they all, they got a point to a degree, right? Right? So Pip's thing, when I take it from Pip's thing is, you know, you highlighted my bad stuff. What about my good stuff, right? Well, they ain't got that kind of time because this is Michael's show. This is not Pip's show, right? And so Grant, Horace, and Mike been going at it for years. For years, right? That didn't just start, like, in the last dance. That started, like, year one, right? And it just built up over time, right? Because Michael has a sense of humor that is very cynical, right? And he just picks at you, right? Some people can take it. Some people can't take it, right? And some people can go back at him, right? And it just used to always get under Horace's skin. That's what happened over time, right?
So then, Brad, they also, and I don't know if it's true or not, but then they also said that that Michael Jordan wanted someone other than you to be drafted when Krause drafted you. Is that true?
Yeah, that was true. Who's this GE?
This GE, yeah.
See, that was true. He wanted Johnny Dawkins. They was represented by the same guy, David Faulkner, right?
Whoa.
Johnny Dawkins didn't have no better career than I had. I mean, we rolled in the same boat. Right? We both in the same boat. And that's not taking a thing against Johnny. In professional sports, there's one thing. You got to be in the right system for your style, right? Now, right. You talk about Kendrick's talking about Perkins, right? I mean, Kendrick was talking about Krause. So when I'm drafted out of Ohio State, right, because my numbers were solid. They were more than solid, right? So when I got drafted to Chicago, I really was trying to get to Cleveland, who had to pick before me. And I was trying to come home, Gary, all the way home, right? And so I got to Chicago. I wasn't following the Bulls like that. So I got there, and I was like, okay, it's going to be okay situation. But I walked into the buzzsaw because what they were looking for in Chicago, they had been trying to get Johnny Dawkins in the draft. So when I walked in that day, when they pulled my number, I walked into a whole nother setup. I walked into the scenario. Jerry Krause tells me, I draft you. He said, we about to change the game. This game is about to change. He tells me, Leroy, he tells me this. You're going to be the prototypical small forward in this league. You're going to be a 7-foot-tall small forward out here. That's where this league is going. That's what he told me in 86, Leroy. Now, where is that league now?
That's where it's at now.
That's where it's at now. So all the stuff I had in my back pocket.
True.
They weren't buying it in 86, but they buying it now.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things, because I know you're a mayor now, and I know our politics plays a big part of sports, Brad, but, you know, it's just the part of it that they cover with Michael and his mom want him to support the Democrat locally, and he didn't want to do that. His mom and dad tried to get him to do it, but he just sent the young man some money.
Yeah.
So he wanted to kind of stay out of it, you know, out of politics, you know, because like the young man who passed away up in Minneapolis, Michael Jordan ain't touching none of that, but you see LeBron James and some of the other guys doing that. How did players look at him back then? Was that what the whole thing, he wouldn't, like political things, he wouldn't do that, especially when he said Republican buy shoes as well?
Yeah, well, like I said, Leroy, there's some things that you do in life that sometimes you wish you had done. And when he said it, he was being the smart aleck guy that I know, right?
That's exactly right.
It wasn't a real statement, right? But you have to know him. He and I have had some real conversations about real things, right? When I tell you that young man comes from good people, you know some people come from good parents?
Yep.
That's who he is. He's a guy that comes from good parents, right? And so when you look around, he never, and you can go back and check it, he's a non-controversial guy. Controversy and him don't go together. They try to stay away from one another, right? And so, in some of these things, he's out here. Because look, quickly, he's from Wilmington, North Carolina, right? And so, he's so used to doing his thing. When you get out here in the platform that he has, he had the ability, because you have a high profile, to weigh in on some things. Well, he didn't like to weigh in on. That just wasn't his style. That's just who he wasn't. You couldn't make him be that guy, right? That's one thing I love about LeBron James. He don't care. He don't weigh in on it, right? And even these younger players now, because their world is different. Twitter, IG, you can just weigh in on things instantaneously. That's all they know, right? Back in our day, they weren't doing that. Because, first of all, they weren't making long money like that, right? So the first thing was always like, I got this check coming. I want to keep it coming, right? And so when you sitting out here making $30 million a year, $35 million a year, you can weigh in as much as you want to now because it's not going to impact you.
Right, no doubt about it. Now, I told these guys real quick now that you and I used to hang out back in the day when you played for the Bulls down at Chicago Stadium, Brad.
They don't believe it. Still don't believe it.
There's no question, Gary.
There we go.
So that's true? That's true, Brad?
Oh,
come on, man.
Look, Gary and them helped raise me in Wisconsin.
Okay, he's gonna run with this. Brett. That's a drop.
Well, hold on one second. First of all,
he's gonna be playing that all day.
On behalf of Leroy, myself, and the Big Show, we apologize. Second of all, I just wanted, were you at the party that Gary claims he was at years ago with Eddie Murphy?
I wasn't at the party with Eddie Murphy.
No, I didn't think so. I just checking. I was just doing a fact check, like, and that's all.
But I tell you, it was, where I tell you this was the thing, right? When we all were in Wisconsin, we were all from different parts of the country, right? And it was a very small minority community in Madison at the time. And we just all bonded together from all different sections of the world, right? And so I would just tell you, those friendships last forever. And one thing I love about the people in Wisconsin that I went to school with, they're true people. I still call them friends to this day, right? Even they supported me when I was there. They supported me when I left. When I came back to Madison on the tour for the Badgers, they were there to support me, right? Those are my people, right? And I tell people here at Ohio State, Leroy and Gary knows this. I tell people this. I spent 2 good years in Madison, right? And I tell Ohio State faithful, you're not going to discount them 2 years at all. I'm half Badger, half Buckeye.
And we're proud to have you as half Badger. Hey, Brad, thanks so much for coming on. The mayor of Warrensville Heights, Ohio, of course.
Thank you so much,
former
Brad.
Badger, Buckeye, and Bull and NBA center. Brad, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
No problem. Leroy, let me take the Lambo League with you, baby.
Come on with it, my brother. You 7 feet, you can get it done now.
There he is, Brad Sellers on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline here on The Fan. As your passion outgrown your home, a Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. Up next, the Packer president and CEO Mark Murphy joins the Wendy's Big Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.